Welcome to Module 2 of this Microsoft Virtual Academy course on how to automate workloads with System Center Orchestrator. I'm Simon Perriman from Five9, and I'm joined by Gordon McKenna from Infomart. In this module, we're going to be focusing on how we can use the integration pack for Active Directory, which is one of the integration packs provided by Microsoft. I'm going to turn it over to Gordon, who's going to take us through our agenda.
Thank you, Simon. So we're going to take a good look at the Active Directory integration pack for Orchestrator. I'm going to give you a quick overview of the elements that make up the integration pack. We're going to look at registration and deployment and how you actually get this configured to run in the Orchestrator product. We're then going to look at the connection configuration. So one of the first things that you do once you've imported the integration pack, we're going to do a bit of a dive into the activities, and then I'm going to do a really simple demo pulling together a few of the activities to show you a kind of real-world scenario. We're then going to look at some best practices with this management pack, and then finally, we're going to show you how you can actually get hold of it. So first of all, let's have a quick overview. So the AD integration pack is one of the kind of Microsoft available packs. It includes 30 activities that can be used to automate a plethora of kind of common tasks that you might want to do in Active Directory, such as, for example, adding a user to a group, resetting a password, disabling a user, that kind of thing.
And of course, don't forget that these 30 activities don't mean that you're only limited to that. You can, of course, use any other activity available throughout Orchestrator. So those are, I guess, the built-in activities that we introduced in the first module, or even going connecting it to every other system. 30 just part of this integration pack.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, typical types of scenarios that I've been involved with are where we've created a service request offering in Service Manager. That's where a help desk person comes in, puts in the user details, does a password reset, and actually we run a workflow at the back of Service Manager, which fires a runbook and carries out the activity and then returns the data back to Service Manager. So let's talk about registering and deploying the Active Directory integration pack. Well, first of all, you need to use the Orchestrator Deployment Manager console. And you need to perform the following tasks within that console. You need to, first of all, register the integration pack with the Orchestrator Management Server. So it'll prompt you to actually, for the file location of the integration pack, we bring it in, and then we kind of register that against the Orchestrator Management Server, which is fundamentally going to be responsible for that integration pack and the runbooks that go with it. We then deploy the integration pack to our runbook servers, and hopefully that's where our runbook designer is, so that we can actually start to build out our activities into runbooks. And then finally, within that UI, we confirm that the integration pack has been registered and has been deployed. So it's a good way of kind of checking that everything's in right and is ready to rock and roll. So connection configuration. So this is the first thing that you'll do when you go to the runbook designer. So from the options menu in the runbook designer, you basically click on Active Directory. You'll get a little box pop up and you specify connection and a name for that connection that's meaningful to you. And again, do make sure that's a meaningful name so that you can understand where that connection is should you go back in and need to reconfigure it. We then select the Active Directory configuration type. So there's a number of different properties for this connection. We have the configuration username. We have the configuration password, the domain controller name that we're going to connect to with this integration pack, and we have a default parent container that we're going to connect to upon that Active Directory. So, you know, if you're doing a lot of user activities, it makes sense that this default container route points to the directory where your users sit. Otherwise, later on the line when we do activities, we kind of just have to traverse to that when we're specifying where the user sits. As we kind of mentioned previously, multiple connections can be created for different security permissions. So if there's different groups or OUs that you're connecting to, there might be ones with computer accounts, one with users, you can actually specify a different Active Directory user account to connect. So the kind of activities that this integration pack includes are things like enable user. So I might have a disabled user or user, in fact, that's been disabled due to kind of a password lockout, for example. And I might give a help desk person or a senior manager within his team the ability to go in and enable that user via a work group. Create groups are a common one as well. And, you know, you can create a group, for example, based on a logged on user. That's something that we commonly do within Service Manager. And then we just take that logged on user information, or you can specify a group name and add a particular user to it. I might want to update a user information. Real common scenario, we talked about business IT processes. I have a HR department, they want to update the name, the telephone number, the address of that particular user, or you might even choose to have a user do that via self-service. We then have the ability to create a user, quite often used in things like user onboarding workflows. We have the ability to reset a user password, add a group to a group, another scenario, or just even just get a computer object from a particular place in Active Directory. So let's jump in and have a little demo of the Active Directory integration pack.
Now, while you switch it over, one question I get asked a lot is, when we're taking a look at those links, what type of options do you have as far as controlling the direction of the flow? Now, in a lot of cases, people use things such as true or false. Am I going to go this route or this route? But if you have a numerical variable, we actually have the ability to use standard logical operators. Less than, greater than, less than equals, greater than equals, and does not equals. And with the equals and does not equals, we can also apply that to strings as well. So as you're thinking of doing these branches and these conditional statements within your activity, remember, you have flexibility whether you're using numbers as integers or just regular text which gets consumed as strings.
Okay, so let's take a look at the demo. Now, I'm actually on my domain control here. And I have a business problem that the business has given me, and that's actually to be able to put a certain user, I have the ability to put a user into a certain group. In this instance, the group is DNS admins, and you can see at the moment that group's empty. And actually the particular user that I'm gonna put into this group is this user called James Getty here. So I'm gonna jump over to the Orchestrator console. And what you can see here is I have a very basic add a user to a group here, which is just my initialized data. So that could be me kicking that off from the operator console, for example. In this instance, I'm going to actually run through the runbook tester and show you that functionality. And then we have the actual add user to group. So you can see the initialized data has two strings that it's expecting, a group name and a username. And we were just kind of talking about the arrows there. And if that initialized data returns success, so if I successfully get that data inputted, then I'm going to move to my next object, which is add user to group. And you can see here that I've got a group distinguished name and a user distinguished name, but you can see that I'm asking for that information directly from the data bus. So what I'm going to do is here, I'm just going to go full screen here. I'm just going to show you the runbook tester. So the runbook tester is a great way of testing your management pack. And you people that are familiar with testing code in Visual Studio be familiar with this. We have the ability with a complicated runbook to be able to toggle a breakpoint. I could actually just step through bit by bit and show each section as it's going along. In this instance, I'm just going to run the runbook. And what you'll see is the first thing it's asking me for is to put that data in. So I'm going to put DNS admins as my group.
Now, in the real world, this data wouldn't necessarily have to be manually added. It could come through a self-service portal, through an event, through any other type of interface that Orchestrator connects to, right?
Absolutely. Okay. It could be another department putting some data into a database, and then we could query that database for that particular information. So I'm going to put my James Getty information in there. And I'm just going to click OK. Now you can see, my first activity there, I can see that's configured successfully, so it's taken my data out. And actually, you can see here on my second one that I've actually had a error. So I've got a username or password is incorrect, and that's actually where I'm accessing the Active Directory. So what I'm actually going to do here, I'm going to go back in and I'm going to check my connection options. Good little troubleshooting exercise here, and I'm going to go into Active Directory. I'm going to look at my Active Directory. I'm going to edit that, and I can see that I've got my domain configuration in there. I've got my administrator password, so I'm just going to simplify that a second, and I'm going to put my password in, and I'm going to click OK. And the second thing I'm going to do is I'm just going to go over and I'm going to double check my user in Active Directory. So I'm going to go to my domain controller, double check my username, James Getty, there. And I can see, yeah, I got that bit correct. So it was my connection string into Active Directory. So I'm going to go back in and reinitialize my tester here. and I'm going to kind of run my group. I'm going to put my group in DNS admins, and I'm going to put my username in. And again, I'll actually see there. It's actually looking for my user group container. But you can see here how you can use this to actually troubleshoot your runbook and work through to the end. And if I had other steps in that, it would allow me to toggle through those steps and be able to see those particular groups. My second element that I'm going to look at here is just creating a user. So again, same kind of deal. I've got that initialized data that's asking for a common name, a first name, and a last name. What that's actually going to do is create a brand new user in Active Directory for me. So again, I'm going to kind of run that runbook tester. Notice as well, it's asking me, do I want to check this runbook out? So this is kind of very similar to the way you check in and check out source code. So I'm going to go in here. I'm going to click run on here. And I'm going to put a common name in here. In fact, I'm going to put my name in here. And I'm just going to specify that. And these can contain any parameters that kind of I want to fill in on my Active Directory fields. And again, you can see that I've got my details, which shows me the data's been put in correctly. And my second one actually shows me the details, and you can see that my user's been created, distinguished name, in that particular container there. And in fact, if I go back now into Active Directory, so I'll just flick back to my DC, and I do a refresh on my data. I'm just going back into the user containers. Hopefully down here at the bottom, I will see my user account data in there. And let me just do a little refresh on that container. And there you can see there's my brand new user account that's been created in Active Directory.
Now, one important point I want to make about the runbook tester, you mentioned this in the opening module, but it's worth emphasizing again. Even though it's called the runbook tester, in this case, you're actually creating that object in Active Directory.
Absolutely.
So be careful. This is real world. The changes you make, even though you're testing it, they're still getting applied to that live system. So make sure you're aware of that. Do any necessary cleanup after the testing.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's very important that you do that. You have a test environment set up. So within my connection options, I might have my production environment or a test environment. Or you might choose to actually have a completely separate orchestrated environment. And then once you've tested your runbook, you move that into your production environment. That's a really good best practice. Final one we're going to look at is kind of reset kind of user password. This is simply asking for a username. So again, I'm going to run my runbook tester. I'm going to actually run through this, and I'm actually going to put my account I've just recently created. And there's a reason that I'm doing this, which I'll show you in a second. So you can actually see there, that's actually reset the new password. That will actually generate a random password for me. So other elements that I might want to do in here is I might want to grab that temporary password, pass it in an email in the runbook thread, and pass it back to the user. And then the next time the user logs on, they'll do that temporary password, and they'll then be forced to put in a new password ID. So, you know, it's just some simple use case scenarios around using the Active Directory activities.
Great. Well, why don't you keep going? Walk us through the best practices here.
Yeah, no problem. So, first of all, as you saw in my first test, ensure that the credentials specified in the connection are appropriate for the runbooks you'll create. So in that first demo, you could see that I had the wrong credentials in there, and I had to go in and specify the other one. Use multiple connections for different security permissions. Again, that could be dev, test, and prod, or it could be certain IUs that have certain permissions. Test runbooks using the runbook tester whenever possible, and then you can actually view the published data before you go live. And also add error handling activities to capture error logs for things that might have gone wrong to make it easier for you when you troubleshoot. Finally, how do I get hold of the integration pack? So the integration packs can be downloaded from the following URL. Again, if you do a quick search on System Center Orchestrator, Microsoft integration packs, then you can very easily find that and download the link from there as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us in the second module of the MVA course. Join us shortly again, and we will be covering FTP file transfer protocol and that's integration pack with Orchestrator.